The reading is taken from Luke chapter 12, verses 13 to 21. It can be found on page 1044 of the Church Bibles. Someone in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." Jesus replied, "Man, who appointed me a judge or an arbiter between you?" Then he said to them, "Watch out. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed. Life does not consist in an abundance of possessions." And he told them this parable. The ground of a certain rich man yielded an abundant harvest. He thought to himself, "What shall I do? I have no place to store my crops." Then he said, "This is what I'll do. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones. And there I will store my surplus grain, and I'll say to myself, 'You have plenty of grain laid up for many years. Take life easy, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said, 'You fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself? This is how it will be with whoever stores up things for themselves, but is not rich towards God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God."
Well, good morning. I wonder what you've been doing this last week. I've been away and I took one of my most precious possessions with me. I'm just going to go and get it. Hang on. Thank you so much. I love you so much. You are just the best. Just wonderful. Oh, isn't it lovely? Isn't it great? This is the best camping chair. I've been at New Wine this week with a group from church, and many of them were camping. Camping's a wonderful thing to do. Camping is a great thing to do if it's warm and it's sunny, but not too sunny and not too warm. If you've got a comfortable bed in your tent and your own toilet next door, possibly a shower, definitely a bit of electricity so that you can boil a kettle when you fancy it. I didn't camp. I stayed in a hotel. But I did take my chair because I like to be comfortable on the campsite. And I took my hat because I like to keep out of the sun as well. So, you know, I rocked up and everyone was busy putting their tents up and I encouraged them. Yes, put your tent up. Yes, no, that pole doesn't go there. It goes there. Yeah, that's great. Well done. Oh, excuse me, just a moment. Ah, oh, this camping lark, it's marvellous. It's marvellous until it starts to rain. And then, of course, you need somewhere to be. Now, fortunately, Richard has a lovely camper van. He has an awning over his camper van. So my chair went under the awning to keep it safe because you don't want it to get wet. That wouldn't do. So it went under the awning and all was fine. And then it rained a bit more, but that's another story. So, today we're thinking about that passage that has just been read to us so beautifully, and we're thinking about the subtle danger of stuff. There's a story about a vicar who was doing an appeal in his church for a new building, as it happens. We've done that. And the vicar looked around his congregation, and he spotted Ian. Can you use Ian? Because he's my husband. And he was a businessman. And this is not the real Ian. But he looked at Ian and he said, "Ian, you have done so well with your business. You've got so much money. I'm sure you'd like to share some with the church, wouldn't you?" And Ian said, "Oh, you know, Vicar, my mother's just gone into a nursing home. And my daughter's just lost her job. And my son is just starting college. So, you know, if I can say no to them, I can say no to you too." Yeah. Now, Jesus was asking us in this passage to think about the stuff that we have and the way that we use it. And he told the story of the farmer who had a wonderful crop. But I wonder if you noticed that it actually said the ground of a certain rich man yielded an abundant harvest. It wasn't the hard work of the man, it was the ground. It was a gift given to him by God. I wonder what gifts we've been given. Perhaps we think always in terms of money. I'm not sure that that's what this is just about, but certainly let's think. We don't necessarily have wheat growing outside our front door, but we do have money enough to live on. And as this crop grew, the man realized that he needed to gather it in. So he gathered it in, and I like big machines. There's a combine harvester gathering in the wheat. But I wonder what sort of things we might gather in. I Googled yesterday to find out what the in collectible toy is at the moment, and we had a bit of a debate in our household about what it should be. But I found this picture of Happy Meals with Toy Story 4 collectibles in. I wonder whether you like collecting things. What are the things that you gather in day by day, week by week? And he needed to put the grain that he was gathering somewhere. I wonder where we put our resources. Do we put them into things like cars, into stuff? And when he came to gather it in, he discovered that he didn't really have enough room. Now, I wonder if you've ever had that experience with a computer, particularly laptops, where they just run out of room. You haven't got enough room left in your memory anymore. Now, I know that in myself, but certainly in my laptop as well. It runs out of space, and you are needing to get a bigger laptop, something that has more memory. And it seems that we're always going in one particular direction. We need to get something bigger and bigger. And the man thought to himself, my barn is absolutely full. It's crammed to the rafters. I can't fit any more into it. My house feels a bit like that sometimes. I've got so much stuff that I can't really fit any more in. So what do I do? Do I clear out my house? Or do I buy another shed so that I can put more stuff there? Well, he decided that he would build himself an even bigger barn. And I reckon that possibly the physical equivalent of those bigger barns for us nowadays is self-storage. You don't have to get rid of anything. You can just put the bits that you're not using at the moment somewhere else to create a bit more space. Well, God watched what this man was doing, and he said to him, oh no, we didn't get that far yet. The reason that he was going to put it in the bigger barns was that he wanted to store it up for the future. He thought, if I store what I've got now and I save it for the future, I can stop work, I can put my feet up, and I can relax. So, I'm going to relax in my chair. I'm not going to do any more. I might just stop preaching. You don't mind, do you? You got the message? You got the message? Yeah, that's fine. Okay, so there we go. End of sermon. But God had other ideas. God said to him, you're a bit of a twit, mate. He said, you may think that you have got it all sussed, but actually there are some things that you can't control. Tonight, when you go to bed, I'm afraid you're not going to wake up. So all those plans, all those things that you've gathered, that you've put together, that you've stored in your barn, they're not going to be for you. because your time is up. And actually, what you've gathered, what you've built, what you've saved, is going to be useless. Now I wonder what you are gathering. I wonder whether you are tempted to be self-sufficient. So the second part to my story with my chair is that actually when the rain came pouring down and the floods came up and the rain came down and the floods came up, I needed other people. I needed someone to say, come and put your chair in here, come and be dry with us, because your hat's not going to keep you dry and your chair's not going to be much fun. Now, there are people this week in Whaley Bridge, aren't there, who have suddenly discovered what really matters. People who've been told you've got a very short time to get out of your house, to flee to safety, and to take whatever you can just pick up with you now. And even if you've got a chance to go back, what was it, they had 15 minutes? Each person could go back to their house for 15 minutes to find the things that they needed that mattered. Now, I very much doubt that they were picking up sun hats and deck chairs. I think it focuses the mind amazingly when we know that perhaps there's just one or two things we can take. Now, for me, the things that were really, really important last week, when the weather came and it wasn't so comfortable, were people. The things that I will remember looking back over the last week were not my chair and my hat, but the kindness of the people who invited me in, who said, come and share what we've got. It's enough. We'll make it stretch. And I think that maybe the lesson of the story for us today is that we need to think about where our treasure is. Where is your treasure? What is it that you're investing in today that really matters? Is it people? Is it relationships? Is it your family? If you could only rescue three or four things from your house, would you leave your children behind and take the computer? Probably not. Probably not, but I don't know you that well. We need to spend our energy investing in things that matter, in people, in relationships, in getting to know God better, in learning to serve him, in putting our efforts into things that will last. Treasure in heaven that moth can't destroy and rust can't spoil. I'm going to hear a bit more about that in the weeks ahead. But for now, let's pray. Father, we thank you for the people and the things in our lives that really matter. For the gifts that you give us, for sunshine, for rain, for enough daily bread, for the people who love us and who we love, for our parents, our children, our brothers and sisters, our friends. And we pray that we wouldn't be like that foolish man, keeping everything for ourselves, but that we would share with others, that we would spend ourselves to earn treasure in heaven. Amen.